This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Dave Dyer, Tom and the Deer, and Swinging. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Honey, come on. Dinner's ready. My gosh, what's that awful smell?
It's my new doll, Mom.
When you smell an awful breeze
that reeks of hops and barley,
you can guess who cut the cheese.
It's Pull My Finger Charlie.
That's me.
It's Pull My Finger Charlie.
It's Pull My Finger Charlie. Feed him a drink from his special beer can. Wait a few seconds and...
Hey, kid. Pull my finger.
Okay, Charlie.
Somebody light a match.
Pull My Finger Charlie comes complete with his own patented fart smell in a can. So you not only hear him break wind, you smell it too. And you get your choice of scents, including beer, eggs, burning tires, unscented, or new SBD.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
Whoa, did somebody step on a duck?
Good one, Charlie.
When you smell an awful breeze
that reeks of hops and barley,
you can guess who cut the cheese. Pull My Finger Charlie.
Fart smell in a can uses a propellant that is harmless to pets, plants, and the ozone layer. Warning, failure to store cans in a cool, dry place could result in explosion.
Pull My Finger Charlie.
Pull My Finger Charlie. It's new. Available at toy stores everywhere. It's fun from Bob and Tom Toys.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra. Full cast of idiots.
Thank you.
Hey, looked right at
me. With the exception of...
Me?
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 Oh, I'll take that. That would be Ace Cosby, Christy Lee, Jess Hooker. Also, we have trying out for his role in The Village People as the biker. It's Dave Dyer. That's a That is a nice mustache.
Thank
so you're
going to
keep that?
I am going to keep it, Christy.
It's glorious.
Not going
we are married,
you, Josh.
So you're married.
So I am married.
You don't have to worry about that because
have to worry about
she
it.
Like, does she like it?
For anyone, no, she does not like it. But here's what
that's because she's a woman. That particular style is known as VP.
Right.
Vagina protector. Right. Because that won't get near one.
I took the stats of my sexual activity before the mustache and after.
Uh-huh.
No change. The mustache is staying.
The old math problem is 0 + 0.
Yes. It stays.
Wouldn't you like to see Dave in a monocle?
I'd love it.
I think you'd look great.
And with a nice tuxedo, you'd look good. Mm-hmm. That you could pull off that character.
Thank you very much.
Good evening.
Yeah. Now,
Mr. Bond.
We've also been joined by Jess Hooker. Hello, Jess. Good to see you.
Hi, Tom.
Now, do you do this thing at the dinner table? Do you say to the kids, what was the highlight of your day?
Sometimes. Yeah, if we're not talking much, then I'll bring that up. Yeah, and
You don't have like a ritual? You do it every night?
I always did that. Yeah.
Yeah, but they do like high, low. Like
yeah,
the
we
high
do
part
best
of
part of your day,
yeah.
Worst part of your day. Yeah,
yeah,
we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys do that at your house?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there any time left after you get done with all your... for anybody else? Or...
Is there any time left?
Do you allow them to speak?
They go first.
You hate it that I know you so well. I can feel it.
They go first. Then I say, relax. Here it comes.
Every one of their sentences is, nobody cares.
Highlight of the week.
You don't understand the size of these deer. I nearly died.
Giant. Did you see the text? He goes,
352 this morning.
They barely missed me.
Yes.
I missed them.
Okay.
They barely missed me.
I hope we're recording this because when you hit one of these guys.
I'm just saying.
I can do. Oh,
Tom is nice enough to text us in the morning things like, hey, there are deer on the road.
Right.
Be careful.
Roads are bad. Yada,
but
yada.
This
yada.
Morning at 4:30, when I read the text, hey, there are deer on the road, I went, Tom thinks deer are statues.
Yeah.
They don't move.
Exactly.
By the way, my deer text came at 2:45 a.m.
Mine came at 3:52, and I'm thinking,
by the time
we get there at 5, they're not going to be there.
You think the deer are going to be moving?
Yes. You think deer are just hanging out at that part of the...
there's one.
3:51.
There's one under the bridge.
There's a bridge over here. That guy's there every morning.
I swear to you, if you hit that deer... This is the exact text. Watch out, ... Three deer in the road on the way here, ... Two of them, huge, ... My favorite, just missed me. Yeah. I didn't miss them. They missed me, okay?
Fine.
What a psycho.
If there is a God, you're going to come call one day, I can't get in. I hit the big deer.
If I hit a deer and you see my car dented, I ran into the garage.
I'm not telling you that.
This one would have taken your car out.
That's true.
It's going to be in my lap if I hit a deer. Yeah.
Now, check local listings. There are deer in all 50 states.
Of course.
But ours are
people. Now,
but ours are huge.
I need to explain to you what deer are.
We have deer. We have deer in the news. I'm kind of fond of saying deers, don't you think?
Deer.
Yeah. Who determined the deer was the plural of deer? I don't agree.
You think Mama Deer calls the baby deers deers?
Somebody windbagged me on that and said you can't say deers certain times.
Okay. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie.
Oh, hey, Donnie. How are you?
Don't you know it's still bow season? You bow up and bump them to the side. They'll play with you. I swear to God. Well. Slow down. But they will total a car if they're the size of cattle, like Tom says. So it ain't something to be messed with.
Yeah, I agree.
But first off, I want to start off by wishing all our veterans a happy Veterans Day.
Very good. We agree.
And we appreciate them keeping us safe and thank them for their service and support. Mm-hmm. But that being said, I don't know if you know this, but I tried joining the military right after high school.
Really?
I swear to God, I figured it'd be a good way for me to spread my wings and see the world on Uncle Sam's time for a change.
How did it go?
Well, you know them old Uncle Sam posters, that Uncle Sam wants you posters?
Sure.
They made posters out of them? Well, come to find out, them posters don't just pertain to everybody. Because I went down to that recruiting office, sign up, and the first thing the guy tells me is they're going to have to cut off all my hair.
Oh, the mullet?
I said, that ain't happening. I've been working on this rear end spoiler since the early 80s. Poor God. I mean, since since they put spandex on stage. There ain't no way I'm letting Uncle Sam come at me with clippers. And I don't understand why I couldn't just tuck it in the back of my helmet. Plus, it'll help me read the wind when it comes time to throwing hand grenades.
Sure.
Next, they give me a physical, and come to find out, I'm hard of hearing in both ears.
Hmm.
And that makes me unintelligible to join. They said not being able to hear good is a weakness during war.
Really?
I swear to God, I said, I hate to counterpunch, but if that's the case, how did Def Leppard win Battle of the Bands? I swear to God.
Fair point.
Eventually, when it came down to you, I wasn't allowed to join the Army.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, and something about my massive pork sword being a detriment to blocking bunkers.
Sure,
swear to God, even though it's qualified to buckle a tank, they's afraid if it came untouched from a sock, some comrades could trip over it during an ambush.
Yeah.
Not to mention, it's been well documented, Angel Skinner's took friendly fire from it before, and she still got the 1,000-yard stare. So, hey, Ace, is it too late for me to join the Kiss Army?
You're welcome to join.
I appreciate it. Well, see, I got that as a backup. But anyways, we want to thank all our veteran men and women out there putting their lives on the line so jackasses like me and Chick can continue to do what we do.
Good point.
Thank you, Donnie.
They're all badasses and true American heroes. And I hate to admit this on the radio, but I never even made it out of basic training neither, because that manager at Wendy's was a dick. All because I refused to wear an apron, you know? I ain't doing that covering my black belt on the clock. I swear to God. Second Amendment. I'm going to go.
Thank you, Donnie.
Donnie.
That was enlightening. No mullets in the U.S. Army. That makes sense. We've got some important words coming up about Veterans Day, as a matter of fact, a little bit later on. Did you want to finish today in history, Christy, before we talk to our guest? What have we missed here?
Born on this date in 1922, Kurt Vonnegut.
Great American.
Yes.
And veteran. Got a great book about Dresden, Slaughterhouse mm-hmm. 5.
Yeah.
Born on November 11th, 1925, Jonathan Winters.
What a treasure.
My favorite.
I loved him.
In many ways.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, off topic, did you happen to see, I believe it was either NBC or CBS, it was NBC, Harry Smith interviewed Bob Newhart yesterday morning.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The great Bob Newhart is now 90.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
And his first album, he was completely unknown, and that ended up being the album of the year. Did it say it sold 1 million copies?
Yeah. Yep.
And I have a little editor's note here. For those that produce the CBS Saturday morning program, which is excellent.
Uh-oh.
At the end of the show, they always have a band on, which is very cool. And then they'll always come back and they'll go, for those of you still watching, here's more music from the name of the band. Has someone pointed out to the producers that if they're not watching, they can't hear the announcement? Who are they announcing that for?
Yeah, shouldn't they say, for those of you no longer watching, go screw yourselves.
Because they're not
there. No
yeah.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
To say, here's the band again. You don't have to say, if you're not here anymore, you're not.
Or just say, thank you for joining us. Yeah. Here's more.
Yeah.
That smell like a consultant to me.
They do it every week. I think are they just reading the same thing some idiot wrote 6 years ago and they forgot to just clean up the.
But anybody reading that would know it makes no sense, wouldn't they?
Weird. They do it every week.
That's weird.
And by the way, if you watch NBC News, every night now begins with the words breaking news.
It's true.
For the last.
I didn't believe him and I started listening to it every night. Breaking news.
The problem is, what if there isn't any breaking news?
They make it.
Well, make some.
They had breaking news the other night when it wasn't breaking news. It happened that morning, and they said it was breaking news.
Breaking news. Type on mayonnaise jar, slightly bigger.
12 hours ago. Wait a minute. What? Mayonnaise jars? What are you talking about?
Back to today in history. I'm sorry, Christy.
Born on this date, November 11th, 1960, the great actor Stanley Tucci.
Ah, yes.
Love him.
Adorable.
God, I hope he doesn't get in trouble for that Me Too thing.
What are you talking about?
The headline, obviously. Tucci, too touchy.
Tucci, too touchy.
I like it.
It sounds like something in Latin and Shakespeare.
It does.
Oh, Tucci.
So help me God. This mutates into Tucci denies touching claims.
Oh, man.
You're going to have to step up and explain yourself.
No, I said I'm glad he hasn't gotten caught up in this.
Your Honor, Tucci, touchy, my tushy.
You, Tucci?
Et tu, Tucci. Sorry. Fine actor.
November 11th, 1962, Demi Moore was born. Demi.
Now, which is which now?
Huh.
You got Demi Lovato, or mm-hmm. is she Demi?
No, she's Demi.
Demi Lovato and Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Okay. It's awfully
Demi Moore.
Complicated.
I remember when I was an usher at a movie theater and Disclosure was out.
Mm-hmm.
Me and some of the other ushers would always
stand
at the back of the theater during a particular scene.
Nude scene, was it?
Yeah. Well, almost nude, yeah, where she's really going after Michael
Douglas.
Did you
Stanley or did you Tucci or Stanley?
Stanley.
Give me that book, Stanley.
And wrapping up our birthdays today, born on this date, November 11th, 1974, the handsome Leonardo DiCaprio.
Never heard of him.
Watched him last night. You know,
he's a good actor.
Great.
Yeah, never forget, no matter how pompous and important he is, he was on Growing Pains, okay?
And he was in Critters 3.
That's right.
I don't remember that.
Yes. Oh, you don't remember Critters 3?
I didn't see Critters 3. Sorry. I missed 1 and 2,
I'm
so
sure
I didn't want
to
jump ahead.
Chuck along with you, but he's on a private jet with a recently turned 18-year-old.
Oh, I'm not making fun. Everybody starts somewhere.
But, yeah. In fact, probably as a friend that makes really good fake IDs. Okay, back to you. Christy.
Okay.
No, that guy died in jail.
Christy, could we? I wanted to get a new song out of Pat was sick last week, so we never got a chance to get to this.
What? He was under the weather?
Yeah, we had a fun story about I believe it was in Germany, a swingers club.
Oh, yeah. There were like 300 people at the swingers club, and there was a carbon monoxide scare. So when the police firefighters arrived, they had to evacuate the premises.
300 people.
Many of
wow.
them dressed in bathrobes.
Oh.
Yes. Some were treated. Some were taken to the hospital, but no major injuries. Yeah, 300.
And I just, are you ready for this tune here?
You want to do it now?
Sure. No, I just introducing it so we can.
I thought you were teasing it.
No, Pat.
Later, we didn't we just say just
you couldn't give me
just
some
before
kind of
the break?
Up.
Just before the break,
the
didn't I say something?
Was, you're going to sing then, the song.
I'm never on your side. I'm on your side with this.
And then when
we're doing the song.
When we started this break, you mentioned the fact that I just mentioned it.
Yes.
To you.
My cold medications made me a little slow.
Oh, stop.
What?
While we're on the song, he just took a big bite of a turkey sandwich.
I have to get into character too.
Okay, so is this going to be? No, once again, this literally a swingers club is how it's described in English. I don't know what the German word is.
But swingers club.
300 people, and they're rushing out of the building. Now, right. We should point out that our guest, Dave Dyer, is also a firefighter. And
he's got a swingers mustache.
Now, have you ever arrived at a fire, and there are people standing there in their pajamas or bathrobes, presumably?
No. Well, no. But with the family outside, it was a daytime fire, but not in the pajamas.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tom,
what did you want?
Part of me is saying, I'm with Dave on this.
I'm on Dave's side.
No, Dave should have lied.
He should have lied.
You should have just left it at no.
Could you get a job where arsonists actually know what they're doing? I was talking to my firefighter buddy over the weekend. I said, what's the number one cause of fires? And he goes, in this town, he goes, arson.
Yeah. Oh, is it really?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Back to you, Pat. So we got a bunch of nudists.
No. They're swingers.
Okay.
Oh, and they're in Germany, hence the frivolity that will ensue.
Okay.
So
go.
It's a German swingers club.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now.
There's a little club in our neighborhood. I begged my wife to go there. She finally said she would. We gave the secret password. She opened up the door. Naked people everywhere, rolling on the floor. And they were swinging. Yeah, you guys do the swinging back at me, okay?
Okay.
And they were swinging.
Swinging.
Yeah, they were swinging.
Swinging.
We stepped inside. Next thing I know, my wife's completely bare in a pile of people, mit her legs up in the air, just a swinging.
Swinging.
Yes, she was swinging.
Swinging.
Just then, my neighbor's wife shot me a wink. She stood there by the cake,
Man's that frog could drink. We guzzled down our beers. My speech was getting slurred. Then she took off her top and unleashed her Hindenburg.
Schwingen.
Mein Gott, sie war schwingen.
Schwingen.
I looked down at my schwanz, but it wouldn't do a thing. Too much St. Pauli girl, and it will not go schwing.
It wasn't schwingen.
I just killed myself. It wasn't schwingen.
Schwingen.
My wife's still schwingen. Her farfick nugen must be stinging. She's still swinging.
Oh,
wonderful.
Best ever. Best great. Ever.
Nonsense.
Those Hindenburgs versus Vingen. I apologize to those of German heritage. Any actual German words were a total mistake. Thank you very much.
Well, let's be honest. You owe us the apology first.
Okay. coming up, Christy, the teaser, please.
Well, we have text messages delivered to customers really late. We have a gender reveal going horribly wrong.
Again.
We have wild turkeys attacking a community.
Oh, and Pat Sajak on the
menu. Oh, yeah. Pat Sajak had to have surgery. Yeah.
Kink in his colon.
We'll find out what that's all about.
It's to buy a bowel.
When we come...
I liked it, Pat.
Eraser, please.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milette is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then... pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milette Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.